Can you understand me? Good. It's so much more difficult when there's no language in common and I'm forced to explain everything with crude gestures. Explain what? Why, your new life here, child. I don't know where you came from before the tribute ship took you, but whatever you were before, farmer, weaver, shop girl, it can't have prepared you for life in the harem. Unless you were a whore, I suppose. But even that wouldn't have given you all that you need. And you don't look much like a whore, child. If I had to guess, you were taken because you were the prettiest girl in your village that was still young enough to be unwed. The Emperor will have his due, of course, but he wouldn't steal a bride away from her husband. Are you frightened, child? Good. It shows you're not stupid or a fool. Stupid concubines do not last long in the harem, and foolish ones even less. Those smart enough to learn are the ones who survive, who find in themselves the kind of wisdom that's needed to weather the storms of both the harem's intrigues and the Emperor's temper, as I have. Who am I? I am the eldest. Yes, child, I am old, certainly as you would reckon age. Easily old enough to be your mother. But that is not what I meant by the eldest. I am the longest surviving concubine of the Emperor. There are none left now who were here before me, and there have not been for some years. Well, fresh off the ship, you'd do well with a trip to the baths before I introduce you to the others. How many are there? 27. No, wait. 26. I was counting Nira, but she died in the night. Come on now, child, follow me. How did she die? Oh, she was one of the foolish ones, it turns out. Been here nearly a year. It seemed as though she understood her place. But the tale from the guards is that after giving the Emperor his pleasure, she took his satisfaction as an opportunity to ask when she might be allowed to return home. The question offended him, and he struck her. When she returned to the harem, it was with black eyes and a broken jaw. She could not eat. We did our best to look after her, trying to feed her honeyed milk so that she would not starve. But the pain was too much for her, it seems. She had not wanted to endure life in the harem any longer, which prompted her ill-advised request. But then, she did not want to endure life as a battered cripple, trapped in the harem and marked so permanently with the Emperor's disfavor. So she turned her face to the wall and refused all our help, letting herself waste away. Perhaps I judge her too harshly to call her a fool now. Certainly I thought so when she returned to the harem that night, broken and bleeding. But she accepted the consequences and faced her death with a sort of peacefulness and dignity that should be respected. No, child, I do not expect you to understand. You're too young, and you've not stepped foot inside the harem yet. Perhaps, if you survive your first year here, you might understand better why Nira acted as she did. For now, though, let's get you cleaned up. I know you were well treated aboard the tribute ship. None of the captains of that fleet would ever molest someone taken for the Emperor's pleasure. But nevertheless, you smell of salt and sweat and fish. Bathing aboard a ship at sea can never be a high priority when one must drink from the same barrel now, can it? Oh, silly child. There's no need to be modest here, certainly not with me. You think I've never seen what you're hiding under that ragged dress? I see women nude every day. It's an impossible sight to avoid, living as we do. Come on, strip down and join me in the water. No, don't worry about that dress. The attendants will take it away and bring you something more suitable, and definitely cleaner. Ah, but you are a pretty one, aren't you? Oh, no, don't blush so. If one compliment is all it takes to make you blush, you won't survive long. The Emperor certainly does enjoy an untried virgin from time to time, when the mood strikes him to break a woman to his hand. But if that is the type of concubine you mean to be, I should warn you that his pleasure in you will be short-lived. That maidenly flush of young beauty is a treat he would enjoy. But your bloom will fade soon enough, and he would lose interest. At best, you would remain in the harem, unwanted and uncalled, with little status, at the mercy of those the emperor favors more. At worst, well, Nira is not the first concubine to die from ill treatment, only the latest. And it is likely he did not even intend her death. When his temper is high, the emperor has been known to kill for pleasure, and if you've made yourself expendable... Why am I telling you this? I'm not fond of death, child, and I've seen plenty of it in my time. So as the years have passed, I've taken it upon myself to teach those new to the harem what I can to help them avoid such a fate. If you were truly a smart girl, you might be asking yourself, why should she do that? If she is the eldest, isn't helping the young ones a risk to herself? What of those who grow confident and wish to supplant her? As if you could. And beyond that, it pleases the emperor when I try to train the young ones to his appetites. I know him well after all this time. I can often match the wits and temperament of the concubine to his needs, and for this he values me. None of the others in the harem can say the same. So you see, child, if you heed my advice, we become allies of a sort, and even the eldest needs allies, for the emperor is not the only danger. The other concubines, yes. If you please the emperor well, he'll call you back to him, and you might even become a favorite one day. That breeds envy in those who do not fare as well as you, and anger in those you may have displaced. We are not allowed weapons in the harem, of course, but that does not mean a resourceful woman cannot find a way to lay hands on one if she means to kill a rival. Sometimes it does not go so far, but there are smaller ways to spite an enemy. Ruining her clothing, breaking or stealing her jewelry, spreading foul rumors that would make their way to the emperor's ear and spoil her standing with him. Never directly, mind you. Another piece of advice I suggest you heed is to never speak ill of another concubine before the emperor. He does so enjoy the illusion that we exist in harmony here, though he knows, of course, that it isn't the truth. The fact that we present it to him as such is another exercise of his power, for we all know the consequences of allowing the emperor to see petty squabbles played out before him. Well, you don't, but if you're as smart as you seem to be so far, I'm sure you can imagine how he might react to a concubine trying to whisper poisonous words about her slave sisters directly into his ear while they're abed together. Yes. You begin to understand now, I think. And we're all clean, so if you like, we can dress and I can take you back to the harem. We can see what becomes of such a beauty as you when dropped into a seething pool of spite and jealousy. Or... or if you want to be better prepared, you could let me teach you a few more things. Like what? Like how to please the emperor, for one. Have you ever been with a man before? You can tell me the truth, child, no matter what the answer is. The emperor will not be your husband, and he does not intend to give you children, so virginity matters little to him, unless he is in the mood to break a woman, as I said before. You have? Oh, poor child. Did you have a sweetheart? Were you hoping to wed him one day when the two of you were a little older? Put him out of your mind, child. You will never see him again, and it's best to accept that now rather than to hold on to your old life. He won't be sailing to find you and storming the walls of the palace to take you back. If he tries, the guards will fill him full of arrows, so it's best for you both to forget. I'd say I'm sorry to be so harsh, but I'm not. You want to survive, don't you? And I want to help. So, another question. Have you ever experienced the heights of pleasure? When you lay with your lost sweetheart, did you reach your satisfaction too? or was he the only one to shudder and tremble? Good child, you're better off than many. The Emperor is a very skilled lover, and if you show yourself willing to please him, then he might very well strive to please you as well. That is one of his more frequent moods, I will say, when he doesn't even concern himself with his own pleasure at first, but only his mastery over yours. Can you submit to another's will and surrender your body completely to his every demand? If that is the sort of concubine you turn out to be, you're in for many, many lovely nights. Ah, well, if you're not sure, then that is something you'll need to discover for yourself. There's no harm in it if you're made otherwise, for there are several of those sort in the harem already, and they serve as pleasure quite well when called to it. Why, yes, I'm one of them on occasion, though not exactly as you may be thinking. For there is one more bedroom sport that he often engages in, and it is the reason, perhaps, that I have endured to become the eldest, and why I have taken such an interest in the new arrivals to the harem. The thing that the Emperor loves best out of all that might go on within his chambers is to watch women please each other, and to instruct them on what they are to do. Sometimes it is only two women. Sometimes it is a dozen or more if he's feeling particularly indulgent and calls half the harem. I am so favored because I find pleasure in the touch of a woman as well as I do a man, and I was the first to admit so to him when both of us were quite young still, which led to his exploration of this avenue of pleasure. Does that shock you? No? Good. Within the walls of the harem, all forms of your pleasure belong to the Emperor. We concubines know no other lovers, certainly, though of course we all take pleasure in ourselves secretly from time to time. Beyond that, though, we live in a state of denial relieved only by his wishes. Were that not true, you might think I would be indulging myself with my slave sisters every night, and indeed I would be. But because of my favored status, because of my long years of experience, and the trust that has grown between us, the Emperor allows me to take the new concubines as lovers, once, to see if they, too, can find pleasure in the touch of another woman. Once you go into the harem, though, the chance will have passed, and you must serve only at his... So eager. Have you ever been with another woman before? Or have you only fantasized about it? No? Good. I do so enjoy the teaching. Here, sit on the edge of the pool and spread your legs for me. Oh, let me see your flower and taste it. Oh, you are a pretty one. Now, child, pay attention to what I do, because you may ask to do this for one of the others someday. Oh, what is it? Oh, the attendants are watching? Yes, they'll do that sometimes. Ignore them. Or better, if you can, watch them while I pleasure you. Lick your lips. Stare into their eyes as you moan and whimper. Remember, if you're doing this for the Emperor's pleasure, he will be there watching, instructing, perhaps even touching you. He might wrap his hands in your hair to guide your head as you do this. He might take your hands to touch yourself or him. And if you are receiving the pleasure as you are now, he'll certainly want you to involve him, to watch him as he watches you. He might order you to beg him for permission to touch yourself, or me, or him. He might even make you ask for permission to give in to the heights of your pleasure. You must set aside any shyness or modesty. You must focus only on what he asks of you, on the pleasure he bids you to give or to receive. You must think only of what he wants. Can you do that, child? Good. Good. Now prove it. You're close now, aren't you? Finish yourself off, child. Right here, on the cold stone lip of the pool, with me watching, with all of them watching. Imagine that the Emperor has commanded it of you, his newest concubine. Touch yourself with your fingers until your pleasure reaches its peak. Yes, child, just like that. Oh, keep going. You're almost there. You can do this, can't you? For your Emperor. Pretend he's watching you right now. Show him how much the idea of being watched makes you squirm with delight. Yes, yes, child. Come, come now. Now. Oh, well done, child. Wouldn't you say so too, my lord? Yes, he's been watching, child. I told you it's what he loves best. If you'd said no, no harm done. He would have left when we did, and when he decided it was time to call you, he would have found another purpose for you. That's all. But, since you've proven such an eager student, perhaps you'd like to show him if you've learned the lesson I've taught you properly. I'm more than willing to let you practice on me, and perhaps our master can give some instruction himself on the finer points of pleasing a woman. Yes? Good.